Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,450. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Montgomery! Thank you. Iron the men's room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Click clack.
Eat again.
All right, here we go. A Pennsylvania woman who pooped in a convenience store beer cave gets banned from the store. Meanwhile, a former NFLer sues his ex-wife for saying his two Coke cans made her sore. Beloved walrus penis is stolen from a New Jersey bar. A cow is rescued after walking on a frozen pond too far. And a man rides a horse into a Target store. It crapped everywhere. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, just when you thought the holidays were over, we find out that today is National Pass Gas Day. It's an annual celebration of all things flatulent, and why not? Everybody farts. The average person farts, what, 16 to 23 times a day? But that said, farts are still a very polarizing topic. Now, I've always argued that farts are funny. It's like your ass as a natural comedian. But not everyone agrees. A recent study from Lifehacker found that young kids, roughly 10 years old and younger, they don't find farts funny anymore. And they give a couple of reasons why they think that might be the case, but they can't really nail it. And the thing is, they're not alone. Farts can lead to violence. A caregiver in Maryland, well, he was arrested for assaulting a patient who farted on him. Farts, well, believe it or not, they can strengthen your relationship with your significant other. That's according to a new survey. However, farts might also prevent you from finding a partner in the first place. We have the story of a woman who temporarily quit dating after an unpleasant evening with a guy whose ass had an adverse reaction to him drinking Guinness on an empty stomach. Or at least, that's the best she can tell. Dude could not stop farting, and it was bad enough that she took a break from going on dates for a while. Now, on the other hand, farts can also make you money, at least in Australia. There's a man there who supplements his income with an additional $27,000 a year selling his fart videos. Meanwhile, a woman in Australia, she worked as an escort, had a number of clients who specifically would pay her extra if she farted on them. Whatever floats your boat, man. But that leads to today's question. As you may have pieced together, it has to do with farts, because again, today is National Pass Gas Day. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Air Restoration, is tell us about the epic fart.
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram and Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the y'all's away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season. Episode number 4,450. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you find people in the news doing bad things, but you do. Bring us three stories each and every week. It is up to us to determine, out of those three stories, which one sucks the least. How are we looking this week? Is there a theme to Who Sucks Less?
Nah, there's no real theme, but like I told Ted, it won't piss you off. It'd just be disappointed, because as we always learn, people can do better. One of the stories Mike brought us on Monday,
You know, okay. Just a possible porch pirate. Even when you think you're doing the right thing, maybe you're not. So to give it some thought. We have a couple, just a little medical issue between the two of them.
And, all right. Okay.
Maybe it descended into something bad. And then finally, we just have a couple of deputies out of jail in Florida who I think we could say shun their responsibilities.
Okay.
That's the best way to put it.
Who's Lex Less is coming up at 4:30. And today, a lot like Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was National Smith Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huge day.
Today is National Pass Gas Day. So as you see, they're tied very close together. It's probably you guys planned that out.
Now, one for Ted, one for me. Yeah,
that's right.
We can both.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll put that on the
Smith. What do Mike and I have the next 2 days? We'll find out.
Yeah, there you go.
National Pass Gas Day. That is today. Held annually on January 7th. We don't know why.
I did the research.
Well, yesterday was Bean Day, too.
It was also Bean Day. I wondered about that. So I tried to do a deep dive into National Pass Gas Day. The farthest back I could get was 2022. So as far as I can tell, this is only 4 years old, might be older, but there is no, it does not say who established it. It does not say the origin. There's not a whole lot of info.
But they encourage you today to free your bowels of stale air without shame. As they say, we produce around 17 to 68 ounces of gas in our intestines daily and release it through the anus at intervals. I'm going to say that if we're at like 18 or 19, Steve, you're probably like at 85.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely
killing. You're way, I know you're not 68 ounces.
But the weird thing about farting, like when you fart, you're kind of the messenger because essentially the gas that builds up inside of you is the bacteria eating whatever they're eating.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And then they kind of fart inside of you. So when you fart, you're kind of farting on behalf of all the bacteria that farted inside of you. So here's the thing. When you get mad at me, it's not me, it's the bacteria.
That's it. The gas is the byproduct of the digestive process. Contains several gases, including oxygen, methane, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, hydrogen, and 1% of sulfur, which is the 1% that causes the smell of the fart.
That's it.
Sulfur.
Yeah. 1% is responsible for your stink.
Yeah, think about that.
Out of all the gases, 99% are composed.
Sulfur's the one that lets people know that you slipped one out.
1% is the thing that causes the smell. Now, the first mention of the word fart was in 1632, meaning send forth wind from the anus.
Send forth. They made it sound
cool.
Send
forth wind from the anus. Subsequently, several other writers and jokesters started using the word and concept, and it became commonplace. Our knowledge of the origin of National Pass Gas Day is sketchy, as you said, but we don't know why we celebrate it on January 7th, but it is the day that they set aside to giggle at our bodies as we create gas. And also, just to be give some importance on awareness of the foods that cause more gas than others. You talk about food products like eggs, broccoli, beans, cabbage, dairy products, on and on. If you've ever gone through a time in your life where maybe for whatever reason you decided you didn't want to eat meat for a while and go vegetarian, not necessarily even go vegan, you know how bad it can be as far as just the smell that you create out of your ass.
Now, Mike, you did it for a while because you were eating meat. You started dating your lady of the night. I know she was a vegetarian at the time. The lady of the night, yes. And then you went vegetarian in support of her for a while.
Correct.
Did you notice, with regard, did you fart more? Did they smell worse? Because the vegetarians I've known in my life, when they farted, it's just different.
It was more frequent. I wouldn't say that the smell was definitely worse, but yes, they weren't quite as booming. They were frequent. And the thing is that I definitely use that as an excuse. We've been eating a lot healthier here lately. Nothing like we're on a diet. Like we've just changed how we're eating to where we're eating more healthy stuff. But now every time she complains when I fart, I say, well, it's because of the sweet potatoes that you fed me last night.
But isn't it generally the healthier stuff that makes you fart?
Yes.
Yeah.
It just seems that way. You know, like instead of the there's nothing wrong with eating beans and broccoli and cabbage and all this, but like you're gonna fart. So that tells me farting is a sign of good health.
Yes,
we worked with BJ.
So I'm healthy
with BJ for over probably 15 years of him being a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Now I never knew, I never heard anybody say, "Oh, BJ, Jesus." He never cleared out a studio. I never heard.
But
the guy
he
fart.
Wasn't the kind of guy.
No, what
that
I mean,
would
what
just
I mean.
Fart openly in the studio. Like I'm much. If I were a vegetarian, you guys would know it. And there's no way that door is closed to the studio. BJ had some decorum about him, so I don't think he...
Right.
He may have slipped one out on accident, but he would not be like me and just lift his cheek and openly fart.
As you say, like, the healthy stuff does, but also sometimes, whether it's milk or like dairy, or you just eat a bunch of crap. Like, those are terrible ones, too.
Oh, they smell god awful. For sure.
Yeah, those are the ones that wake you up in the morning and you're like, oh, I gotta go poop.
You know, it's weird, man. Like, this morning, farted like three times, no big deal. And then I did one fart that smelled a lot worse and a lot different than the other three. And I even thought to myself, Jesus, man, that's really bad. 2 minutes later, my body's like, you need to poop. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Look, I'll try anything once. You know, just figure out what it's all about. So this is ways back, but I got like 10 sessions at a yoga studio.
All right.
I buy a yoga pad, yoga mat, go to Lululemon, get the appropriate yoga shorts so my boys don't fly out. You know what I mean? Just go in there with a t-shirt. And my very first time.
Is this just regular yoga?
Is it hot yoga? This is just regular, and it was a beginner class.
All right.
But it was also, but being a beginner, that just meant that the instructor would come around and help the new people who were in there.
What, get into position?
Yeah, but it was just a regular yoga class.
All right.
But it was with assistance.
Gotcha.
So to speak. And it couldn't have been 5 minutes. 5 minutes into this quiet room that the smell that I smelled was something, well... Almost every woman in there had more body hair than I did.
Yeah, I believe that.
So I believe there was truly a lot of vegetarians, maybe some vegans in there.
Sure.
Whatever the deal was. A very naturally looking crowd.
Mm-hmm.
There was no makeup involved, that kind of a thing, right? But I mean, so I went outside for a minute. I don't remember why, but I had to go outside.
I did a cigarette.
But I could sneak. No, I'm not going to smoke a cigarette in the middle of I think I had to use the bathroom was what it was. So I got up and I had to go down the hallway. And when I came back in that room.
Oh.
I couldn't believe what I didn't smell while I was in there. Like, I must have just...
You kind of go nose blind into there, right?
I got used to it. But yeah. I mean, it was... It almost made me not want to go back. I did end up doing about half of those classes.
Right. Was it the same every time?
It wasn't as bad as the first time. So apparently somebody was... But you got to remember the way you're stretching, the way you're moving your body,
like
how you're, you know, crunching your midsection at times, all those different things. You could see where this would be something that would, you know... It could happen a lot.
But they don't bring that up when they're advertising for yoga.
Yes.
You think Tai Chi does the same thing?
But they're not funny.
Yeah, as you're standing up most of it.
See, if someone rips a fart in a yoga studio, it's not funny.
No.
But if someone rips one in a movie theater, all right, I might chuckle a little bit.
For sure.
There's a difference in where you are when it happens.
It's what your mindset is. Yoga, you're trying to concentrate and, you know, subtly meditate, I guess. You know what I mean? Get in touch with yourself and... Farts are very distracting if that's the goal you're trying to pursue.
Yes.
It's like when someone farts in church. I think it is freaking hilarious, but I understand that a lot of the other people around you might not find it funny because the priest is up there trying to lead a prayer. This is serious stuff. You know,
well,
the foundation.
If it's loud, it's funny.
Yeah.
But I've definitely been in a bar before where somebody let out a silent but deadly, and then, it's just not good.
Well,
the anger is the smell. It's not the sound.
Right. Because I feel like if it's sound, you kind of giggle. But the smell was so bad. But it was like wafting down. So then like everybody looks to the next zone and you're just like, I smell it too.
It's not me.
Yeah. Right. But somebody at that bar did it.
But once everyone's angry, you're never going to fess up.
Correct.
If people chuckle, you can fess up. If everyone's angry, because you just said you did it on the plane.
Oh, my God.
I had to act like you were angry about the fart that you farted.
I blew it up to the point where the person I was traveling with smelled it six rows back.
Oh, wow.
Oh. From me. From where our seat
was. Did they know it was you?
No, but I told him at the end.
Oh, of course.
You know, I had to. Because I was like, man.
What'd you eat the night before?
I don't remember. I just know this. Most of the time, when I fart, and I don't mean this, but my farts don't stink that bad.
Mm.
I mean, they're not like yours. You know, like they're
Thank
not,
you. Yes.
But
I'm
this
the
one,
litmus test.
This one was just absolutely putrid. It was, and it hung there. And I looked over, so of course I'm going to play the game. I look over at the guy beside me and have a scowl on my face.
That's how you got to start, man.
You know, like, Then I look over the seat like, who did that? You know, I'm trying to decoy this whole thing, right? I did not realize how far it went back. Because you got to remember, because when I got off the plane, did you smell that fart? It's like
that's what your buddy said.
Yes, I smelled the fart. he's like, so it had to travel at least six rows back because you smelled it up there.
Yeah,
I smelled it back there. I'm like, dude, it was me. And people you could just see the look on their faces are all scrunched up, and you could just see like the silent anger that was involved in this.
Because there's nothing you can do.
Well, not only that.
You can't escape it. You can't open a window. It doesn't, right? There's nowhere to go.
But if you have to fart again, you don't. So that's another thing. Like, I still had to fart, but I didn't want to fart anymore. So, of course, I got up and went into the bathroom eventually and just farted in there.
That's, well, because, right, because the air travel alone will mess with
you. It's going to mess with your gut.
But I'm with you. Like, I've gotten up on a plane many a times. I didn't pee. I just stood there and farted.
Went in the bathroom, farted. Yeah.
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 You ever fart loud enough in the bathroom that you think other people may have heard it outside?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's why I'd rather do it in the seat because, look, in the seat, I feel like when I'm sitting down, I have a little more control about how I want to release it. And also, you have that cushion underneath of you, which kind of helps. So the stink might be there, but just like you did, I can play it off that I'm angry too.
Right.
When I go into the bathroom, I'm standing up, or if you actually sit on the toilet and do it, which becomes an echo chamber, I'm like, well, now, if people hear this fart, even if I return to my seat and quietly fart, they're just going to assume it's me, whether it is or not, right? So to me, I would rather play the game of, all right, I'm going to be the culprit here. And if I stink out the plane, I am very sorry. That's not the goal. But I'm not going to risk you hearing me fart in the bathroom because then no matter what, you're going to pin this on me, man.
Well, you talk about church. So, of course, as a kid, church is just one of those things that you dread.
Yeah, it sucks.
Because you just want to be home. You'll be playing with your friends. It's the weekend.
Yeah.
You want to watch NFL football, blah, 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 blah. And plus, you had to go to Bible study in the morning. And then you went to regular church after that.
Right.
So our adults just went in there and sat for an hour. As a kid, you're an hour and a half, 2 hours in, depending on how long it is. So it's even longer if you're a kid. Because the adults, they just stand around.
Drink coffee,
socialize, eating donuts, you know. And we're all down there, like, you know, learning crap.
Yeah.
And, you know, drawing, and which is fine. But it's just, it's too long. But there was this girl, and she went to...
I went to Catholic school, so we never had to do the Sunday school stuff.
Yeah.
But we always felt bad for those kids.
Oh, it sucked.
Yeah.
Well, I felt bad for you for, like, CCD, because you maybe had to take classes at night or on different times. But this was just once a week. Not a big deal. But there was this girl who went to a private Christian school. And when I mean private, it was like there were 30 kids in that entire school, grades 1, you know, through 9.
Damn.
And they basically, or 12, I guess, and they individually educated them all.
Okay,
but this one girl was my age, and she was absolutely beautiful. I mean, absolutely stunningly beautiful. And she did not live too far away from me. But the one thing that when we got together at church after the Bible study, we always tried to just sit together.
Sure.
Because we kind of liked each other, but we were 12 years old, 30
right,
kids.
Right.
We're too young to, like, really know.
You're shy. But
you get the giggles, and you want to be near this person, right? So, but back to the wooden bench, back to the pew. I had to fart. And she was sitting beside me. Now, I snuck this one out. It was like, but it didn't make any noise.
Right.
All right? What I didn't realize was that it was vibrating down to her legs.
Oh, of course. Mm. Yeah.
And I didn't even think about that at the time as a kid.
Because you were 12.
Right. Because I snuck one out. And she turned her head and looked at me and just shook her head. And that was the last time that I ever sat beside her in church. Like, I blew my church girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, just by farting on the pew.
Uh-huh.
I don't even think it stunk. It was just the fact that
it doesn't matter. She knows.
She could feel it.
She knows.
There's a difference between smelling it, hearing it, and then feeling it.
Agreed. I mean, that's the thing. Look, I think out of the three, you're better off just making noise. Everyone knows you farted, but it doesn't stink.
Correct.
If you do the silent but deadly, and it gets traced back to you, depending on how many people are in the room, right? When it gets traced back to you, and you said this earlier, Ted, people are angry.
Correct.
There's no humor. They're just mad.
Apparently, like kids now.
If you're sitting on plastic or wood and someone feels it, I don't think it's so much mad. It's just kind of like, I know what you did. You know, you get shamed somehow in that case. Like, I know what you did. It doesn't matter if it stinks. It doesn't matter if anyone else heard it. You and I now have a secret, and I don't like it because I know you just farted.
My scoutmaster, he would always sit in the front of the canoe, maybe do the back stuff, maybe do the hard crap, right?
Yeah.
You could feel the vibration from his farts on an aluminum canoe.
Ah, yeah. That makes sense.
It's 14 feet long. It's 13 feet long. The canoe's huge. But if you were in the water and he farted, you could feel the entire canoe vibrate. And then it would come back at me. And he'd be like, also, those seats have holes in them.
Yes.
And he was like, ah, ha, 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 ha. It was brutal. I canoe with that guy for 12 days in Canada. And camping food is different, man. There's a lot of chili
involved, yeah.
A lot of dehydrated food.
It's protein, bro.
It was seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, we were assigned canoes and partners. He was the guy that took me over a waterfall.
The waterfall, yeah.
Because he wasn't paying attention. He farted nonstop for the entire trip that we were out there. And it was consistent. I mean, the smell was the same. You knew it. It was like, God damn it, Bill Bragg. If you fart one more time, man. He's like, yuck, 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 yuck. He thought I was the funniest thing in the world. But I'm just catching the residuals of it.
That's why it's funny.
The entire trip.
I asked to be traded from my T-ball team once because the coach kept farting.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you say that's why?
Yeah. Well, I didn't tell him.
Right, but
you know,
you can't be traded on a T-ball team.
Back, yeah, it was pretty easy to get traded in T-ball because nobody really cared.
Right.
But, you know, when you're that age, 5 or 6, like, he just kept farting. And I was like,
your ass level, yeah.
So I told my parents, I got to get off this team.
Tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
So it's a National Pass Gas Day. In honor, we're talking about farts. What was the question someone was asking?
Well, it's not that. I'll read into some of the comments on the YouTube feed. Check us out at KISW-ROCK. I think that's right. Don't quote me on that. Either way, to some of the comments. Mad Greek just pointed out, just single statement, said, girl farts smell different. And a lot of people disagree with that. Well, Mad Greek, it's funny you bring that up because we have come across a study that absolutely confirms your speculation that women's farts smell different than men's farts.
That's right. According to research, highlighted in a now legendary study, there is indeed a difference between man and lady farts.
Yes.
The unexpected fact about the battle of the sexes carries an even more unexpected health benefit. Back in 1998, a guy named Dr. Michael Levitt, he is a gastroenterologist, known among colleagues as the king of farts.
Oh, great.
Oh, so a king.
Yeah, you call your parents, Mom, Dad, you won't believe this. I'm now the king of farts.
I met him. He set to figure out the unmistakable scent of human flatulence and where it comes from. So to answer the question, he recruited 16 healthy adults with no gastro issues. Each participant wore a flatus collection system, described as a rectal tube connected to a bag. After eating pinto beans and then taking a laxative, the volunteers provided samples. Then when they were analyzed using gas chromatographic mass,
I guess,
spectroscopic techniques. Anyway, Levitt and his team broke down the chemical compounds and components inside each bag, then invited two judges to help evaluate the results.
Yay.
The judges did not know they were sniffing human gas. They rated each sample of an odor from a scale of 0 to 8, with 8 meaning very offensive. Now, their assessments pointed clearly to one culprit, sulfur-containing compounds responsible for the strongest and most memorable odors, especially the hydrogen sulfide, which produces that rotten egg smell we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
So they say, where does the gender difference come into play? In the twist, researchers did not expect, although men tended to produce larger volumes of gas, women's flatulence contained a significantly higher concentration of egg-smelling hydrogen sulfide.
So the judges, dirty little butts.
They rated the odor of each sample. They consistently mark women's gas as having a greater odor intensity than men's.
Mm-hmm.
But they say there's an unexpected health connection, as hydrogen sulfide and the smell intense may be unpleasant, but inside the body, at low levels, it plays a key role in helping brain cells communicate.
Is that why women seem so much smarter than guys? Their brains are working overtime and just farting stinky.
Yeah. Process tends to decline as people age, and it declines even more, they say, with patients with Alzheimer's disease. Now, we did at one point in time, and I can't remember the name of the gas company, but they donated to us a gas reader.
Yeah, the fartometer.
The fartometer. And for a while there, Steve, you were going nuts. You were actually trying.
Going nuts.
Well, you were going down to Starbucks and buying like
the creamiest stuff they had just to make sure I would fart for every show.
And we had that meter, and we called it the fartometer.
Yeah.
And we got some registered results on there as far as the gas, the sulfides.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd break down what was in my farts, you know. And the ones that smelled worse, sulfur always peaked on those.
Yep.
Yeah, that was no joke.
The old fartometer. So our question, tell us about your epic fart or the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So my epic fart... as a result of having cerebral palsy, I've got to go through a lot of physical therapy. And part of that physical therapy, kind of relating to what you guys were saying earlier about the yoga, is that I've got to get stretched quite a lot. Now, The downside is that sometimes hurts like hell, but the upside is, as part of my vengeance for the stretching, I get to blast the physical therapist a lot with an inordinate amount of farts. So it's quite enjoyable.
Is this almost a guarantee every time you go through the PT?
Yes, pretty much.
Really? I mean, just like
it's
if you're going to go.
It's one of the things I look forward to the most, yes.
It's just no. So if you're in a bad mood, say the night before, have you ever set them up to make it worse? Like, I'm going to drink milkshakes and eat beans because that's the mood I'm in.
Absolutely. I've gone to, like, if it's after lunch, I've gone to have Mexican before I go. So,
well, it depends on the sulfur in it, too. Like, I've had a fart before where the girl I was with said that kind of smelled sweet.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've never had that before.
I was like, well, it still stings.
Yeah, but it smells kind of sweet.
It's not the worst in the world.
But if you do decide you want to sabotage your physical therapist and you're going to load up on Mexican, based on the stretches you're doing, have you ever almost slipped on a fart while doing the physical therapy?
Yeah, there are times where I've almost, not totally, but almost lost the 50-50, as they say.
Is this a dude or a woman?
It switches off, so it could be either or.
Okay, all right.
All right.
So, well, I know for a fact, and just based on the stretching and back to the yoga and all that crap, when we used to have to do the presidential physical fitness test.
Good call.
Yep. Which they bring this up. It just brought that back around. Yeah. They start doing that again.
Yes, they did.
But you had to do a certain amount of sit-ups in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, I think you had 1 minute, see how many sit-ups you could do.
Yeah.
30 seconds or 60.
I think you needed to get in like 25, 30 or
something like that.
Whatever it was. But you ultimately did have a partner, and your partner would put their knees on your feet. And then if you needed to, hold your legs or hold your knees or whatever.
Right, so you don't slip when you're doing sit-ups.
And man,
well, I'm right. You don't want to rock because they wanted to be real.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted you to come up and touch your knees and get it over with. But that was, I mean.
That was a fart-a-palooza every time.
It really was because there was like five people doing it at the same time. Then you'd switch partners and go around. And you just heard it nonstop. And you didn't know if it was like your back fat getting stuck to the wooden gym floor. The people were making that noise, you know.
Now, they were farts.
But it was.
But the thing is, the problem is, it's this presidential test. You're supposed to hit a certain number of the
sit-ups. So you're trying to do them as fast as you can.
But the problem is, you know, because once you started, you might get through seven, and then you start farting. And seven until you're done, you farted every time. But then people would laugh. And then you slow down, right? And so a lot of guys would kind of miss their mark as far as what the gym teacher was expecting. And it's like, look, this kid can do the number of sit-ups, but he started farting, and he laughed, then I laughed. And because of that, like, you slow down. So everyone ended up having these low numbers. I know they brought it back. I want to say, I believe it was last year, talking to my son after school. I did not realize that they had brought it back. And I'm asking about his day, and he's like, well, we had to do the sit-up thing, and as he's explaining it to me, I'm like, oh, right, the presidential blah, blah, blah. But the exact same thing. Keep in mind, it has been 45 years
since I've given this stuff. Well, you're pumping air out of your stomach into your intestines.
But he said the teacher was getting angry at the class, and I'm like, well, basically, the way it came down is, we got in trouble in gym today. I'm like, well, what'd you guys do? He's like, we didn't really do anything, and he's explaining the sit-up thing. I'm like, oh, okay. And instantly, like, I know where this is going. But I let him finish, and he's like, I'm holding my legs. I'll keep the name out. I'm holding my legs for my buddy. And he started farting, you know, and he goes, and it was really funny. And we're both laughing, but also like I'm yelling at him like, dude,
I'm stop. Right. My face is right here.
But keep in mind, this is the first time they've had to do this. So he was in seventh grade last year. By the time we had hit seventh grade and we were growing up, we knew the routine. We've been doing the seventh. Like, we know you're going to fart. It's still kind of funny, but not we know it's coming. He had no idea that this is just a guarantee. So his buddy keeps farting. They finish the sit-ups. Teacher's a little irritated. He's like, then it's my turn to go. And he's like, I didn't think I had to fart, but I started doing sit-ups, man. And he's like, I couldn't stop farting. I'm like, I get it. And he's like, but then I started laughing. Then my buddy started laughing. Then all the kids were laughing, and the teacher's losing her mind. So I'm like, which teacher is it? He tells me. I'm like, okay, here's the thing. She's a young woman. Right? If she were my age, she would understand that this is going to happen and kind of let it go a little bit, right? It's inevitable. I believe she's like in her mid-20s. I'm like, I think she's at the age where they didn't have to do this in gym as a requirement.
So she doesn't understand the mechanism.
She did not. She thinks you guys were doing it on purpose. That seemed to be the vibe that was coming off. And it's like, Dad, I swear to God, we weren't doing it on purpose. I was like, son, I completely understand, man. So when someone makes you do those sit-ups, if you're not prepared for it, if you didn't eat the right diet, you're going to fart every time. And I'm like, don't worry about it. Get in trouble. It's funny.
Look, I almost brought it up earlier, before Miles did, because I mean, I don't remember a year where people weren't farting doing the
stuff. That's what I mean. And if you're old enough, you just know. And look, if you're a gym teacher and you're of a certain age, like, as a guarantee, this is going to happen. You just kind of have to let it slide. It's uncontrollable.
They're not
Right. The kids aren't being jackasses, but every single kid in the class is farting at one time. Like, that's funny. But now she knows.
Our question, tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Laurel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
So, 1992, October, I'm on my honeymoon in Honolulu, and I just had the worst time finding food I could eat there, because it's, for whatever reason, the octopus and all that weird stuff, I was not into it, but Jack in the Box was right there on front on the street. And so I'm at Jack in the Box, right? But that's food you can count on. So we're sitting in, they're kind of these old-style seats. They're plastic, like melamine chairs. Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This funky plastic. And they're sort of, like, scooped out so your butt can sit in them. They're not flat. Well, I kind of felt gassy because I've been eating all this weird food. And so I thought, like anybody, that it would just sneak out. But what I didn't know was this is, like, the perfect echo chamber for farts, these chairs. And so I did it. I know you can. I know you can identify with this thrill. I just pushed that bitch out.
I pushed the bitch out, just like Steve would do.
I just pushed it out, and it was like the place was full. If you've ever been to Hawaii, lots of Japanese folks there. You know, come to visit. So suddenly, like, it was so loud. And like 50 Japanese people are looking at me like this grievous breach of the manners, right? And my new husband, we've been married for maybe 3 days, looks at me like I have just, like, strangled a puppy, got up and walked out and left.
He left?
Didn't say anything. He got up and he left.
Was that out of embarrassment or he didn't want to smell it?
No, it was just like, I can't believe you did this look on his face. And I'm doubled over laughing because there's no way to exit this stage quietly. So I just get up. I'm laughing my butt off. And I find him, like, literally 3 blocks down on the main drag in Honolulu. And I am still laughing. And he's looking at me with such, like, revulsion and hate in his eyes. And I'm like, dude, you will laugh about this one day. I promise you.
Now, you're still married to this guy?
No. We've been divorced for about 18 years.
All right. Okay. Did you guys openly fart around each other? I'm only asking because one of the studies and the many things we researched today, mm-hmm. they were saying in a relationship, you know, you don't maybe start this way, but once you're in a relationship, they say that farting around each other generally builds a stronger bond. They're not saying, your way to fart around each other, but they're saying your comfort level with one another. When you're at the point where you're just blowing out while you're watching TV, kind of like, yeah, my bad. And there's no more discussion. They're like, that is a very good sign of a healthy relationship.
I say that it's a sign that you're secure enough to be real with each other. My only question is, I got to ask you this. I'm in Honolulu.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I can eat. I'm walking downtown. I go, oh, Jack in a Box. I got to go there.
Right.
See, that one. I just say that, like, gee, I can't get that back home. I mean, why did you?
Well, I don't like, there. We went to this place that had all this weird seafood, and I like scallops, I'll eat lobster, but it had this other stuff like eel and a bunch of stuff, and for some reason I was just getting this weird, like, food panic. So that was the only place I knew exactly what kind of food I was going to get. Right. It's like, I eat something I enjoy.
But with that in mind,
fair enough.
Does Jack in Box still make you fart?
No. No, it was just that time, and as far as did we ever get comfortable around one another, he still might, but he told me, he said, the whole year we were dating, you always thought I was being like a gentleman by closing your door, like letting you into the car and closing your door. He goes, why do you think I walked around the back of the car? He wasn't being chivalrous. He was like farting, but in a classy way, and I never knew.
Yeah. I mean, look, early in a relationship, and ladies, honest to God, and Laurel, you basically just exposed us. A lot of our gentlemanly tendencies are, I got to fart, man. That's why. Mm-hmm. Please, go into the door before me, because I can do the silent but deadly. You won't hear it, but that way I know you can't even smell my stink trail. And we like to look at your butts. That's another reason.
The church girlfriend scarred me for life. So, like, when I started actually dating in high school, had a car and all that, go to the movie, go to get something to eat, whatever, drop her off at home, and the entire way home, I'm just farting the entire drive. Because I've held them all. I need to find a place to sneak away.
Yeah, fart.
And typically when you're on a date like that, you're with each other the entire time. So there's really, unless you go into the bathroom or something, but you still got to fart. So,
you got to fart. You got to wonder how many, like, I wish, I don't know, if I had a superpower, it'd be more I want to go to a romantic restaurant and look at all the tables, and I could identify who is holding a fart at any one of those tables. Because I'm guessing it's 50%. Male, female, doesn't matter. 50% of the people there are holding a fart. And I get it. And I farted.
You think it's 50?
I'd say at least 25.
I mean, just because it's dinner.
Right.
So I feel like if you're at dinner, you've had all day to get rid of that stuff.
You
have. And then you're chilling. Now, once you've eaten dinner and you get home, you might have to be sneaky.
But I also think that some people are kind of nervous if it's a first or second date.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes nerves go to their guts. I'm saying at least 25% at any given time. And it doesn't have to be, you know, like the biggest fart ever, even if it's just a little, but they're still holding it because they don't know that it's going to be tiny. I mean, I farted pretty openly in front of my then girlfriend, now wife. She was much more decent than me. And the first time I realized she farted, look, I always make farts with noise and to kind of break the ice. I was like, hey, pull my finger. You know what that leads to. There's no question about it. So early on, when she pulled my finger, I was like, okay, she's a keeper. Because she knows it. She did not look impressed. She did not laugh. But she pulled my finger anyway, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. So she never really farted around me. And then there was one day, I remember we're on the sofa. And we had no pets at the time. We're watching TV. And I looked at her. I'm like, hey, did you fart? She's like, I did. I said, damn. But that was the whole conversation.
Impressive.
Right. It was that bad. It was never really spoken of. And it's kind of the same way now. Like, if I have to fart, it's a bit of a production. The leg is up, or I'll scream for my son to pull my finger. It happens. My daughter refuses to do it. My wife, again, she'll do it begrudgingly because I have that little kid smile on my face, and she'll just kind of lean over like, Jesus Christ. With her, she never says anything, ever. And it's just, again, you're watching TV. Like a month ago, I looked at her and I said, you know, we've been together for 21 years. She goes, yeah. I said, so you know I know your farce. She's like, oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm not like, bad.
Just say something, man.
I like. Yeah, but you fart all the time.
I do, but I'll say something.
They're not always sticky.
Correct.
You get so angry when everybody else farts.
I do not get angry. Just say something. That's all. Like, hey, man.
You never say anything. You just rip it.
Because I'm ripping it. There's no
secret. Well, that's what everyone else does.
But she doesn't.
I don't need to announce it to you.
If she lifted her leg and ripped it, I'd be like, okay. I know to anticipate. I just want to anticipate. That's all it is. You know.
But there's plenty of times in here you just fart.
And then we smell it. We're like, oh, my God. You're like,
yeah,
I know,
that
man.
To me is hilarious. Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying, you get so mad when anybody else does it. Like, oh, wow, that's awful. It's like, you're the fart guy.
Yeah, I'm a hypocrite. I mean, I own that. I don't understand why people have a confusion about that. Like, yeah, exactly.
Our question, tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I admit that. Like, oh, yeah, I'm a hypocrite. Just give me a heads up, man. That's all. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola.
Well, I got a couple quick ones here. It was a Christmas season, and I was trying to figure out what to get my folks. So I think I was in Sears somewhere. And
no better place to fart.
Well, just I'm getting there. And anyway, I got some big comforters, and they're so huge, I could barely, I mean, like I had to turn sideways as I was walking because in order to see where I was going. So I went to the elevator and just racing around, and I barely got, you know, the thing open, and I go in there. I'm standing there, and just prior to going shopping, I had stopped by McDonald's and had a couple of burgers. This is back when they had those minced onions.
They still do.
Do they still?
Oh yeah, they're still there.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I figured so. I had one coming on, so I figured, well, this is the best place. Like, you know, so I just let one fly there. And I was thinking, boy, it's a good thing there's nobody else in here. And just at that moment, the doors go open, I walk out, and the whole crowd of people walk in there. And I hear these muffled, you know. Just
as the doors close.
Help me! This is awful.
And I thought to myself, that was the perfect crime.
better an escalator. Either way, someone's going to come into it.
Yeah, the escalator. I do feel bad on an escalator because you can just see their faces like, I can't do this here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I have, but I try not to.
I did one on those Target escalators where you put your cart. Oh, yeah, just totally let one rip and look behind me. I was like, there are people behind me. Because it took so long for me to hook it on.
and kind of get it. I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah.
So I'm just like moving up there now, and all of a sudden, like, yeah. And the people behind me were like, oh my God, did you hear that? And I was like,
my
yeah,
bad.
Hey, sorry.
I didn't know you're back there.
My sister was in a dollar store, I think it was, and she was in there. There's nobody in, on her aisle, and she looks both ways. And she lets one fly, and she thought she'd got away with it until this guy from the other aisle over says, nice rip, lady.
Oh, damn.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. If you work in a grocery store, I bet more people fart in a grocery store. I don't know what it is about a grocery store, but it just seems like for some reason people just think it's okay to openly fart. And you don't hear it. You just walk through it.
I don't think it's that people think it's okay. I think that no one will be able to identify that it was me.
It just right? seems...
It's like being in a... If you're in Times Square on New Year's Eve, like, let one go. Even if it reeks, there's no way they're going to say it's you, right? So at the grocery store, everyone can smell it. Everyone starts looking at each other. But like, look, it's one of 25 yes, but people.
I walk into a Verizon store. I don't just walk in and just fart all over the place. But for some reason, in a grocery store, people fart.
Well, everybody goes to the grocery store.
That's one.
And then also, like, sometimes...
There's noise.
People are going in because they're sick.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I've been going in for an acid.
You name it. Right? You go, to like, go to the Apple store or whatever. You walk around, you don't smell farts all over the place. You go into a grocery store, you're like, Jesus Christ, man, we'll take a different aisle though. Who am I following?
Exactly.
You seem to tend to run into the same people all the time. For whatever
they
reason,
kind of pace
what
each
direction
other.
You're going, wherever, however you zigzag, you're going to run into that person again who's right in front of what you wanted. You got to wait for them to figure out what they want because you just want to grab your crap and get out of the way.
Didn't your mom fart in the grocery store? You
guys, no, it was a department store.
Department store.
I remember like it was yesterday. We stopped at the Silver Diner. She got vegetarian chili.
Oh, Jesus.
And then, right, we were in that, in the department store, and you could kind of smell one. It was like, oh, that is awful. And then she unleashed another one and just ran over and like grabbed my arm and was like, we need to go.
Right now.
And then like, as we were walking, I mean, I feel bad now saying this. As a kid, it was embarrassing. I realized that was more embarrassing for my mom, but I don't know what happened to her stomach. She was still farting as like we walked away. You could hear people like, oh my God, Jesus. It was awful.
Tell
vegetarian chili.
Tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.